Walk the Walk is based on real-life experiences.
Yeah, we travelled all over the place, really. We were over in Oban, Ayrshire, you know, meeting with Hearts Football Club in Edinburgh. It was all over the place that we kind of travelled about and met lots of different people and really kind of listened to them and listened to their kind of experiences and stories about how sectarianism had affected them. So that was pretty eye-opening in some places.
That's Jill Calder, who did the drawing. The graphic novel follows two friends, Rab and Robbie, who come from opposite sides of a divided neighbourhood. Gavin Calder wrote the story.
I think the format works with it's a combination of the audience it's intended for, which are literacy learning groups, so people who don't necessarily find reading particularly easy or have had problems in the past and just don't think of themselves as readers. Mm. So the great thing about the book is not only is it fantastic pictures to look at and everything else, but the format is such that it encourages groups to read it aloud because it's written as a script almost.
3,000 free copies are being sent to groups across Scotland and it can be ordered online too. Now, of course, it's been published just days before the first Old Firm match in almost 3 years, but Community Safety Minister Paul Wheelhouse says it's just a coincidence, albeit a timely one.
It's very important that we do focus on sectarianism and we have got a major sporting event coming up. I hope it will be a major sporting event and a sporting spectacle, and that people reflect on the need to respect each other and not indulge in sectarianism, because we don't want anything bad to reflect in the game. But, you know, this is a big issue. We have to move on as a society, I think, and help communities that are currently affected by sectarianism move on economically as well and be more cohesive, happy locations for people to live and work and play.
There were 587 charges with a religion aggravation reported in Scotland in the last year. The Scottish Book Trust, which is behind Walk the Walk, says that emphasises the need for innovative solutions to tackle the blight of sectarianism.